Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you up in the studio today with a huge stack of books.
Huge stack of all my favourite books from a couple of different categories.
Awesome.
This year. So I'll start with the biggest ones first.
Yeah, these are some hefty books.
So the first one I've brought with me is Railway Studios by Peter Allsop, which is a really beautiful pictorial book, which looks at the history of the New Zealand Railway, their design studio that they had, and how this like little government agency started creating advertising for a whole host of different projects.
Wow.
And clients, and it was just like a really interesting sort of look at this company that really built such classic Kiwi iconography, how it can be government funded.
It's really interesting because I didn't really know about that backstory, but I know these images, and I'm pretty sure most people listening will have seen these images. They're the kind
Definitely.
Of like, I don't even really know how to describe them. Almost pop arty, kind of gorgeous 1950s retro, beautiful images of like scenery in New Zealand, basically.
I think it's like a really fascinating story that, like you said, it's such a specific image of New Zealand. Also reminds you a little bit of like Rita Angus and stuff. But it's like interesting how little we know of like the story behind those pictures. I really, really love that. I think it's a nice book to like flick through over summer. Also a great Christmas present.
I was going to say, I feel like this is the kind of book where you look at and you're like, I know someone who would like that. Immediately.
Very lush.
Me with my deep love of trains.
If you've got someone in your family that likes trains, this is the book for you.
This actually looks like an awesome book. So that's by who is this book by again? Sorry?
Peter Allsop.
By the way, if you're listening and you're like desperately trying to write down the list, we'll also pop it up in the B-casts later. So don't worry, you can just enjoy and we'll do the listing for you. What else have you brought us, Suri?
I've got Hiakai by Monique Fiso, which is just such a beautiful book. And I bought it for my... I wanted to buy it as a present, but I just had to keep it for myself.
Treat myself.
So it's sort of like split into about three sections. So the first looks at like a history of Māori food and Māori cooking. And the second part is a look at sort of native plants and their uses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then the third is the recipes part, which is like so amazing, but so beyond my skill set.
I tried to, because she's got a restaurant called Hiakai in Wellington, and I went to Wellington kind of recently and tried to book in, and I couldn't get in.
Too popular.
But apparently, I know Lillian, the old news director, she went and she said it was like the best meal she's had.
I don't doubt it. Like, even looking at the recipes on here that are like more accessible, it's just delicious.
Like, chef's kiss.
Yeah,
literally.
It's got like this power and butter at like beer glaze thing. It just all it smells of summer, and it's really cool to see someone bringing such an homage to like traditional Māori cuisine, but also a contemporary twist.
That sounds fantastic. So this is probably a good one for any foodies in your life.
Any foodies, anyone actually who's also interested in like New Zealand natural history
a
little bit. It's just beautiful. And the third one I've got is like a little kid's book.
This is so gorgeous. I was just admiring the illustrations in this.
Yeah, it's so... So Oliver Jeffers has done lots of like quite joyous kids' books, and there's something like really specific about his style. They're quite simple and earnest, but also like sort of full of character. Like there's like this quite stylish little dad on the cover.
Yeah, he's got a cool little rolled beanie and some cuffed jeans. friends.
Cool dad.
Cool dad.
So it's just, it's like, I think it was inspired by his relationship with his son, and also feeling...
So he's the cool dad.
He's the cool dad. And look at the author photo at the back. He's wearing this.
Yeah, he literally is wearing the little roll beanie in the cuff pants. Nice.
Roll beanie. but what we'll build is like quite a joyous and curious and imaginative look at like imagining the future and how to be optimistic, I think, which is like specifically really cool for kids, but yeah. It is also really nice as like an adult to like remember
that, totally.
Yeah,
I have such a soft spot for kids books, like I love reading them, I love looking at the pictures, and this, I feel like the stories are so much more complex than you think.
Totally. It's very simple messaging, but with a complex idea behind it. Yeah,
it's a hard thing to write a good kids book. It's not it's almost hard. I read a really interesting interview, I can't even remember who it was with now, but they were a children's author and they have also written adult novels, and they were saying that it's actually so much harder to write a kids book because you have to work out the real essence of what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
which you can kind of sometimes fudge around in a book where you've got, you know, chapters, more words, big things going on. You're not dumbing things down for kids, you're just actually getting to the core of what it is you're trying to say. So writing a good kids book is a bloody mean feat.
It is a bloody mean feat, and I'd like to see James Joyce do it.
What else have you brought us today?
I also wanted to bring in one of my favourite poetry books of 2020.
Gorgeous.
Magnolia by Nina Mingyur Pals, which is like a look at, it's sort of a mix of poetry and prose, which I think is like becoming more popular as a format. And it sort of looks at like lineage and ancestry and race and alienation and fetishization, all of her poems are like really visceral, and they all have sort of like an element of theme and of food in them. They're like really, really gorgeous. There's this one, they're all quite long, so I might just read like a little snippet of Wolf Girl. She crushes garlic with her fist, licks the juice from her palm, unpeels knots of ginger, cuts skin cores into quarters. The forest darkens as she lifts the heart from its bloodied wrappings, holds it in her hands, considers its wet weight. It reminds her of the inside of her daughter's mouth. She can feel a kind of murmuring coming from the heart or from her chest or the walls of this house. Through the window, the forest comes closer and waits.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, she's really cool. She builds so much like atmosphere and sort of a sense of like foreboding in lots of her poems. That was probably one of my favorite poetry books of this year.
That's gorgeous. Magnolia by
Nina Mingyur Pals.
Fantastic. And then you brought us a couple more. What are these ones? These look more like fun summer reads.
Yeah, so very on the nose, I've got Summer for Summer by Ellie Smith, who I think always does such an amazing job of like weaving into a profound like domestic story about like familial relationships. A really interesting angle of a female artist who's like little known and kind of exploring similar themes from then till now. Like her last book, Spring, had looked through the eyes of Catherine Mansfield. And in this book, the female artist is such an amazing Italian filmmaker. She's considered like a genius of her time. And she like wrote, she built these like really intense like stories of like migration and like dysphoria during World War II. And she was obsessed with Kafka, and I think Ellie Smith is too. So you have like lots of really fascinating little things going on with like repetition and constantly seeking an idea through a new angle or an event through like a new angle. I don't know. It's really clever and really beautifully told, and still makes you feel hopeful about humanity.
It's my favourite thing about her books is I'm always like, oh, she's writing about Brexit, and then she's sort of got that little edge of hope and you're like, oh, thank goodness for that.
And then my last one, I just wanted to pick like a really fun read, and I read this over the weekend and it was the funnest thing I've read this year. The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
The Queen of Christmas.
The Queen of Christmas. There are so many little gems hidden in this book. So she gives you lots and lots of like really steamy, like Mills and Booney details.
Dang.
About like, yeah, all these famous men she's dated. It's like this very steamy bit about like Derek Jeter, which I love to read.
This is fantastic. If I mean, I was probably going to read this anyway just because Mariah Carey, but you've absolutely sold it to me, Siri. It sounds like a very fun summer book.
It's a very fun summer book.
So it's written by her?
Yeah, I think with her and like co-authored like a little bit by another person, Michaela Angela Davis.
Fantastic.
Cool.
That is a good hefty Christmas stack for, I guess, presents or for yourself. Always good to get yourself couple of books to read over Christmas. Thank you very much, Suri, and
thanks for having me, Rachel.
Oh, thanks for coming in all year, and cheers to the whole Time Out crew as well.
Ah, thanks so much. Likewise, thanks for having us, BFM.
We'll see you next year.
See ya. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
And